Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Tani. Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya, said that the northeastern states serve as a bridge between India and the global south, capable of driving economic and cultural exchange on a global scale. The minister said this while addressing the 15th edition of Anytime 2026 yesterday, the annual cultural festival of the Northeast Cell at Hindu College of the University of Delhi. Mr. Sindhya said that with 93% literacy and unmatched cultural depth, the Northeast must lead India across all fronts.
Potential of the Northeastern region, not only for all of India, but it would not be an exaggeration to say for all of Southeast Asia and on a macroeconomic perspective for the globe. A region of 8 states, 4.5 crore people, 70% of whom below the age of 35. The potential that the Northeast holds for our region and the global South, the literacy rate in the Northeast, an astounding average 93%. And therefore, it is to be expected that my young friends from the Northeast must and should represent India at the forefront across all parameters.
The minister noted that the Northeast remains a repository of unparalleled artistic and cultural wealth. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh yesterday said that the government is closely monitoring the situation in West Asia and is committed to safeguard the Indian people from any impact of the conflict. Mr. Singh said this while chairing the meeting of an informal group of ministers in New Delhi to review the risk to energy supplies, domestic availability of essential commodities, critical infrastructure resilience and robustness of India's supply chains in the wake of the ongoing conflict in West Asia. In a social media post, the minister said that the meeting involved in-depth discussion on all the measures being taken by the government. Meanwhile, the government has said that adequate stocks of petrol and diesel are available at all petrol pumps across the country. In a statement, the government informed that more than 54 lakh LPG refills were delivered in the country. The Kohima District Monitoring Committee for Regulation and Monitoring of LPG and Other Petroleum Products conducted inspection of LPG distribution agencies and outlets across the district yesterday. The team included officials from the district administration, police, food and civil supplies, municipal council and legal metrology. Authorities found that all agencies are following government guidelines with no cases of hoarding, black marketing or overpricing detected. LPG supply in the district was reported to be normal and sufficient. Deputy Commissioner B. Henok Buchum has urged the public to remain calm, avoid spreading unverified information and report any malpractice to the nearest police station or district authorities. Chairperson of the Nagaland State Commission for Women, W. Ningye Konyak, has been conferred the 8th edition of the Phenomenal She Recognition Award by the Indian National Bar Association. The award was presented by Election Commissioner for Union Territories, Sudhanshu Pandey, in New Delhi yesterday. The award recognizes Ms. Konyak's efforts in advancing gender justice, protecting women's rights, and promoting women's empowerment in Nagaland and beyond. She will also be featured in a special coffee table book highlighting exceptional women leaders across diverse fields. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 132nd episode of the monthly radio program. More from our correspondent.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the Akashvani website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the Akashvani, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast.
And Nagaland Finance Department has announced that all treasuries and sub-treasuries across the state will remain operational today from 12 noon to process pending government transactions. The decision was taken in view of a power outage yesterday afternoon, which disrupted treasury operations and considering the limited working days remaining before the close of the financial year. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.